Talks were being held between Arab League and European Commission officials today in a bid to improve security in Darfur. An underfunded African Union force is struggling to monitor a peace deal, and soldiers have been attacked by rebel groups, but Sudan rejects allowing in UN peacekeepers. Fighting among militias, government forces and rebel groups have ravaged Sudan's vast region for 3 years, resulting in the killing of an estimated 200,000 people and the displacement of 2.5 million. Africa specialist for Christian Aid Judith Melby said that despite a peace deal in May between the government and one rebel group, the humanitarian situation had only worsened.
It has deteriorated sharply since the 5th of May, and that's because of growing factionalization amongst the rebel forces in Darfur. And it is indeed more difficult for humanitarian agencies there to carry out their work now because the AU force really is not in a position to provide the added security that's needed. So, you know, there are two things that are needed at the moment: a big push on the front of implementing the peace agreement, and secondly, making sure that the AU force is in a position to enforce any ceasefire that may come into being, but also to make sure that there is security for humanitarian agencies.